research it from all the angles. Yes.
Excerpt number 1 from Zohar for all Tetzaveh. There is no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases, and this is complete work.
Bestowal, one will feel.
Excerpt number 2, Shamati 172, the matter of preventions and delays. All the preventions and delays that appear before us are about a form of nearing. The Creator wants to bring us closer. And all those preventions bring us only nearing, since without them, we would have no possibility of coming closer to Him. This is so because by nature, there is no greater distance, as we are made of pure matter, and the Creator is who is higher than high. And only when one begins to approach does one begin to feel the distance between us. And any prevention that one overcomes brings the way closer to that person. This is so because one grows accustomed to moving on a line of growing farther. Hence, whenever one feels that one is distant, it does not induce any change in the process, since he knows in advance that he is moving on a line of growing farther. It is so because this is the truth, that there are not enough words to describe the distance between us and the Creator. Hence, every time one feels the distance to a greater extent than one thought, it causes him no contention. Exit number 3 from Rabash, the whole Torah is one holy name. We should always look at the goal, which is to do good to his creations. If the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all the questions of Pharaoh, then we should not reject him, but say, now, with your questions, I can begin the work of bestowal. Meaning, we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it has given us a place to work, by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator, since each penny joins into a great amount. That is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to the vessel of bestowal. It is like a masach, screen, which we must put on the ovut, thickness. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place the masach, the screen. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha, sanctity, or holiness. It therefore follows that it is to the contrary. Because he is brought closer from above, he was sent work. It was said about this, the ways of the Lord are straight. Righteous walk in it, and transgressors fail in it. In the 10. Excerpt number 4 from the article Lishma and Lo Lishma by Rabash. A person who wishes to walk on the path of his Tovel must understand that from above he is given a special treatment, that he was lowered from the previous state, so he would begin to really contemplate the goal, meaning what is required of man and what man wants of the Creator to give him. But when he is in a state of ascent, when he has desire for Torah and Mitzvot, he has no need to worry about spirituality. Instead, he sees that he will stay this way his whole life because he is happy this way. It therefore follows that the descent he has received is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment, that he was lowered from his state, where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent in his agreeing to remain in the current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? Why? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? He sees that he has no power to work, and he finds himself in a state of between heaven and earth. Then man's only strengthening is that only the Creator can help, but by himself he is doomed. It was said about this, yet those who hope for the Lord will gain new strength, meaning those who hope for the Creator. This means that they see that there is no one else in the world who can help them regain strength each time. It follows that this descent is actually an ascent, meaning that this descent that they feel allows them to rise in degree, since there is no light without a kli.
To look for form.
Excerpt number 5, Shamati 42. What does it mean that the initials? Elul, I am for my beloved is for me. What is it in the work? It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Achoraim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as disclosure of the face. It means that one should be in gladness as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of Achoraim posterior, I agree. However, if one still has flickers of reception, one comes to thoughts, and it is then difficult for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good, who does good. This is the meaning of the letter Yud in the name Havaya, which is the first letter called the black dot, in which there is no white, meaning that it is all darkness and concealment of the face. It means that when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest discernment in the upper world. And that becomes the keter to the lower one, where the kli of keter is a vessel of bestowal. Because the lowest discernment in the upper one is malchut, that has nothing of itself. Only in this way is it called malchut, meaning that if he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is regarded as having nothing, gladly, it thereby becomes keter, which is a vessel of bestowal, and the finest, purest kli. Meaning that the fact that he received Malchut as blackness later becomes the Kli of Keter, which is a vessel of bestowal.